Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in Washington. Tonight, dating outside the box.
If you're a man and you're older and you see a beautiful young woman, right, and she's asking you for this and that and the other, you should put two and two together and be smart enough to say, you know what, this relationship is not working out for me, you know?
Dating is defined as being in an early stage of a relationship, where couples go out on dates to find out what each other is like. But what about dating outside the box? Is that supposed to be one going out of comfort zone? For instance, dating an older guy, or a younger guy, or a different race or culture. But is this abnormal? It has been happening for a long time. How do couples handle it? And how do families handle it? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned.
My money, my body, now your own.
It's over your body.
Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague, Solomon. Welcome back, Solomon.
Hey, thank you, Sandy. Thanks for having me.
Sure, and all the way from Mombasa, Kenya, Liberty Adede, VOA Swahili reporter. Welcome back, Liberty.
Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure you having me.
And of course, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, for the first time, Monica. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Dating out of the box is the topic tonight, and let's go right into it. I've seen names that people get associated with when dating out of the box. And some of those seem to be challenging to families, especially when a young girl dates an older guy, they could call her a gold digger. A young man dates an older woman, they could call him a gigolo. Anyway, I spoke to my colleague Loic Youth, and I wanted to know his take.
I mean, when I was in college, I dated I've dated an American girl, I've dated a girl from Pakistan. So those are huge differences. But I mean, I don't know. It all depends about who you are in general. Like, if y'all are like willing to work through things, talk about what you've been through, talk about your culture, all these differences. I mean, to me, it's always fun to discover what other people do, what they feel is like normal. What's the norm, I guess, across cultures.
It's very exciting, as you say, and it's nice to know, you know, and experience and explore meeting people from different cultures, you know? But here's the problem, my brother. We can do that, but when it comes to families, sometimes it's a challenge.
True.
So tell me, why are families having challenges all the time? Why is this happening?
Well, for some people, like, they don't like change. They're used to things being a certain way. So, for example, my dad will tell you, I'm not used to having a white person in the family. So I guess just the idea of having to change or accept something different is something not everybody's used to. But I feel like most of us of our current generation, we're more open to that change and to that difference as compared to our parents or even grandparents.
That's the thing right there. And now when that happens, Loic Youth, what are you going to do, my friend? You know, some families will be ready to disown somebody. Or it could be that the family of your girlfriend does not even want to see you, my friend. How can you handle that?
I mean, I wouldn't advise my girlfriend to be disowned, but I mean, on a personal note, like...
Why not? Okay.
I mean, yo, that's their family issue. Like, I'm not trying to step on their family issues, but like, when it comes to my family personally, like, yo, I will have this discussion with my parents over time. Like, you've trusted me to do so much and so much and so much. Why is it on this one decision you will not trust me?
And that's where the problem comes. They say, you know what? We cannot trust you because this person is a whole different culture. We cannot take this. As you know how it is with African families when it comes to marriages.
Right. But I mean, like, how can you judge something without even trying, without even giving it a shot? Like, if you give me, like, legit reasons why, like her attitude or she does this and that you don't like, okay. But just because you have this perception of people doesn't mean they are all gonna like fit that stereotype or tick all those boxes. So that's why I say we need to have those discussions and like just introduce them a little bit at a time, you know, short meetings, and then start introducing them to the whole family and seeing how they interact with the whole family. For all you know, they might just love something about this person being so different.
Right, they might, who knows?
There you go. So you can't just like judge them right off the bat.
But if it comes to your family, you can convince your own family, correct?
Right.
Which is easier. What about if it's her?
if it's her family having problems, how can you deal with that?
Well, but like, it's just the same thing I'm saying, just in reverse. You know, start meeting them little by little. Like, start, for example, when I was with the girl from Pakistan, so like little by little, she would like start like introducing me to her brother. I found out her brother liked soccer. So like that was something like we kind of clinged onto. And then we just started knowing each other more and more through that. So just introduce them little by little. Just like you can't break the barrier like in one day. It's not going to take time. It's going to take patience.
Right.
So just baby steps.
Now, why do you think this has happened this day and age? It is 2017.
Man, I really wish I could put, like, I could give you a straight answer for that. But I guess it's just a bunch of different reasons. Maybe people are just once again scared of what they don't know.
Thank you, Loic Youth from Central News. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing dating outside the box. Back to the studio. Now, I will say ladies first, correct? Okay, first. So Solomon and Liberty, relax here. Let's give Monica this chance.
Thank
Monica,
you.
A young girl like you, dating is an experience of going through your life all the time. Maybe from your own experience you can speak out to this. Do you think dating out of the box is challenging to some families, especially in Africa?
I think it's challenging for families. I don't think it's as challenging for the people that are in the relationship.
Okay.
Because when families, you know, when you fall in love or when you think, when you really like somebody, to you it doesn't matter, you know, what race or tribe or, you know, where they come from. But most of the time I feel like the family is more concerned because they don't know, you know, they're not familiar with that, the situation or the person that's coming into their family. So it might be a little bit tougher for the family.
That is very true. And maybe you've experienced this yourself. But before we get into that, let me ask Solomon, my friend. Solomon, you're here. You meet a lot of different people. You know how it is in America. This is a melting pot.
Yeah.
We have people from everywhere around the world.
Definitely.
And I'm sure you have met a lot of them.
I've met
Tell
a
me
lot.
The experience, my brother. And talk about what do you think families face when this happens and why do we get names to people? Like girls are given names, men are given names by dating. What's the deal here?
I mean, that's a reasonable form of apprehension that comes from family members. And sometimes they want sustainability for their children. I mean, I don't want my sister who's like 20 years old to be dating a man who is like 40.
Hey, we love each other.
Obviously, you can tell that the man will not stay longer enough to take care of my sister, and I don't want her to. So, I mean, sometimes there are reasonable reasons why people have concerns that prevent others from entering into relationship that you consider like outside the box. Like, but when you talk about like a man. Like me, I mean, I don't mind dating an older man.
I mean, you're ready, my brother. Huh? Is your family going to be ready about it?
As long as she's in good shape, you know, you know, she's keeping herself well. I mean, she has to look good, you know. But
you
like I said,
problems.
It's a matter of love. Like Monica said earlier, like, you know, sometimes you don't control where your heart goes. And and I think that there's barriers that prevent us from entering into places or falling in love with people that we really love. They are just imaginary lines and they don't mean anything.
Okay?
Right. Like people have issues about, oh, you're black. Why are you dating a white girl? Oh, you're from Ghana. Why are you dating a Kenyan girl? Like, you know, and these things are real. Like, you know,
I
used to be interested in some Kenyan girls, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I'll talk to my friends in Ghana and I'm like, hey, man, there's this girl, like, she's like, man, like, that I really like. And they'll be like, oh, where is she from? Like, I'm like, she's like, they're like, what, Kenya? Like, you know, because people, like, do not know.
Right.
Of course, my experience is different, like, asking different people from different countries and different tribes. So now my appreciation of them is different. I also believe that if I was in Ghana and my brother tells me, hey, I'm going to date someone who is from Uganda or Tanzania, I'll be like, what? You don't see, like, can't you find any fine girls in Ghana? Like, you know, that thing, okay? But I think that those imaginary lines are just there and it scares us because we've kept ourselves in a bubble for so long. And getting out of that bubble to explore, to get to meet other people, usually scares us. And those could be like some of the reasonable reasons why people do not want to get out of their bus.
You're right.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Liberty Adede all the way from Mombasa, Kenya. Liberty, tell me about your experience, especially being in Mombasa, whereby you find that we have people from so many different places, as well as different religions, and what happens.
Thank you very much, Shomari. As Solomon says, yes, it's happening, but it's a no-no topic in Africa, here in Mombasa, to be precise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-no topic because, Mombasa is a touristic town.
Oh, yeah.
And you find tourists who come in, you find Americans come, British, Britons who come, and people from various places. And when they come down, they find love. And, you know, you can't, as Solomon says, you can't control your heart. You just go around with it. But from where you come from, your parents, maybe your sisters and brothers, would be okay with it? You find difficult. You can't even, you can't make it legal. Sometimes you find they just stay. And maybe when time comes, people part. But sometimes, if they're serious enough, the relationship is taken further. But it's kind of a no-no goes, a no-no topic. It's not discussed. In fact, when youths are given their lectures from their parents, are trained by their parents, and maybe in church, in mosque, they are reminded to make sure they you marry someone who is of a younger age. Compared, then you're on the same maybe age group, but finding love or going that extent of marrying someone who's too old than you, or maybe vice versa, it's something that brings some encouragement to anyone who speaks about it or who gets into it.
Okay.
So let me tell you a funny story, right?
Uh-huh.
There's this white girl I used to talk to. I mean, we're still friends, and sometimes when we're talking, and she'd be like, "Are you sure your people will accept me?" Oh. and
it's a legitimate concern.
I mean, you know, like, she was like, "Are you sure though? Like, dude, like, I want to go with you. I want to be like, you know, like, you ask those questions." And I can imagine. I also think the same way, dude. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the other way. Like, are you sure, like, your family?
Right.
But of course, for me, I met her family. Like, the family are pretty cool. Like, you know. But this question should not even be there, because I feel like no one chose who they will be, whether black or white or Latina or whatever, or Chinese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't have choices of who our parents were or what race we are going to be in. And those things it's going to limit us in the long run if we're going to live in that bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like once the person is a human being, once you love the person, why not go for it? Like, instead of having all those questions. But these are things that have been there over the years.
Oh,
and my
yes.
mom will be like, when I tell my mom, "Hey, I'm going to marry a white guy," she's like, "No, I don't want you to get stuck in America." Like, you know, and you know, she has a fear. It's like, "Oh, once you marry a white girl, you won't come back home." Yeah. You know? So, so there are reasons. Some of them are reasonable. Some of them are unreasonable.
Okay.
So I feel like we should open the bubble. Like, you know, I might do something. Maybe go to China.
Okay, let's see how that works out for you, my friend.
Yeah. I'm learning Mandarin.
Yes, hold it right there. The topic is dating outside the box. So many interesting views and so many differences and questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
Take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in the Washington studio with Solomon Abu and Liberty Adede in Mombasa and Monica in Baltimore. Right now, we are discussing dating out of the box. Well, dating outside the box for people of golden years. When I say golden years, Solomon, I mean the older gentleman, the older man, dating younger women. They have expressed that some of these young women, interviewed by several different channels and newspapers, some of them said these men usually know what they want. That's one thing they have mentioned as an advantage for them. These guys are good. They're ready. They take care. They handle business very well. Is this what most young women enjoy or some miss? Well, I spoke to my colleague, Karina Chowdhury, from House of Service, and I wanted to know her take.
I think when you date out of the box, it's an experience because you're kind of getting to learn about someone else's background, someone else's culture. It's hard as well because it's a whole other lifestyle, especially if you were born and brought up in a different place and you weren't exposed to so many other cultures. So when you do start dating out of the box, it's an adjustment. It's understanding, it's learning. But I see nothing wrong with it. I know the parents struggle. Of course, I mean, I understand that completely why a family or parents do struggle with their children dating out of the box, especially parents who are not accustomed to living, say, in the U.S. or, you know, mingling with people from different cultures because you know, for them, it's a language barrier. It's a culture barrier. It's a lot of things to adjust to. Right. And, you know, I might be in love with someone and I have the patience to understand and learn. But for parents, it's, you know, they're not exactly in love, so they're doing it for someone else.
Exactly.
And it's completely understandable when there's a cultural right. difference for any parent to accept. And but then again, I think in today's world, you do have to accept, you do have to move on, because I mean, we're all different in so many ways.
Right.
Forget culture, personality, we're different. Mm-hmm. And that's an adjustment.
So tell me the experience now. Now, since it's a problem, since it's different and parents are struggling, how do you make that happen? Especially when someone wants to come to your home, or maybe you have your own apartment and maybe your parents are coming home and you have someone who is your boyfriend who is not of the same culture.
I don't think there's any formula to it. You just go with the flow. That is the best way to describe it. You don't know what's coming. You don't know who's going to accept, who's not. Which side is going to have a problem? Whether it could be the person you're with who has a problem with the parents, because they don't understand why a parent can't accept. If their parents are accepting it, why can't your parents accept it?
Yeah.
So you don't really know who's going to have the problem. So I can't, for me, or I've seen with my friends, you just kind of go with the flow and hope that things do work out.
But how do you do it?
Well, you know,
do you introduce them right away and say, I don't care what my parents are going to say, or you just keep hiding? Or how do you hide it if you do that? How do you do it?
I think it's a matter, like, for me, I would say you have to give it time and you have to be convinced. You have to be sure that this is what you want.
Okay.
Because if you're trying to convince someone else about accepting someone, you need to know that why you want it, and, you know, you have to be ready to fight.
Oh, yeah? Because so it's a lot of fighting, and you got to be strong here, huh? Have you seen people disowned, like in families in India and some places like that? You have seen that, right?
Yes, I have.
So were you prepared for that?
Well...
Not really.
Well, for me, I think I was prepared in the sense that I knew what I wanted, and I knew that when I had to face it, I would be... You know, I knew that there was no other option. It's not like, okay, well, if not this person, then another person.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't give my parents that option. Okay. I would fight for it because this is what I want.
Thank you, Karina Chaudhry. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing dating outside the box. And right back to you, Monica. Why is this said to be that ladies would be ready, according to some people I spoke to in this channel I told you about, would be ready to date an older gentleman rather than for guys going for an older...
That's a very good question. But I think the reason why young women date older men is because most of the time when someone is older, mainly men, they're more ready to get married or they're looking to settle down. You know what I mean? And they already have themselves established. And for a young woman, if you date someone that's the same age or around the same, you know, this is the same age as you, it's a little bit more difficult because most of the time you find that most of them are just, you know, they just want to hang out and go out and, you know, have fun and this. And most of the time women are more, you know, we're more focused on the future. We have goals and plans, and we're just trying to, we don't want to wait till we're in our 30s to settle down, because you're thinking about, you know, finishing school if that's what you want to do. And then you got to make sure that you have children, because you get pressure from your family sometimes to be like, hey, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have children? And sometimes you just find that most of the people that are in your sector, your age sector, are not ready for that.
And that's
so
maybe what's so
most problem. Girls get older, they'll find men that are ready. So
I'm ready.
I think this is why Solomon, we know ready. Why Solomon has this problem. Right, we'll find out though. Well, I don't know about that, Solomon. But here's the question also, Monica, before I go to Liberty Adede. Why are they given names? You see women getting names. Gold diggers. Looking for money, looking for that.
Well, you know what?
That.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because there's some girls who intentionally date older men. Just not a lot of them, but there's some girls out there that we all know that date older men to get their bills paid or to, you know, get money from them. But I think it's just because, you know, I feel like if you're a man and you're older and you see a beautiful young woman, right, and she's asking you for this and that and the other, you should put two and two together and be smart enough to say, you know what, this relationship is not working out for me, you know? But I feel like men allow for the women to do that because, you know, that's maybe they just like having a beautiful woman around. But, you know, you're smart enough, you're old enough. If you feel like that's what she's doing, then, you know, just cut it out. But, you know, that's just my thought.
I know.
You know better.
Well, Liberty Odede, you've seen in Mombasa so many, as you said, there are lots of women traveling. There was a story, I believe, in Mombasa where women would travel from Europe just to go there and get a black man young and enjoy and get married and all that, you know? But I don't know what people view that in Mombasa. Tell me about that.
It happens. Commonly, the coastal cities, it happens. And it's nearly coming, like, it's just something normal now. Because you find the beach boys, the dreadlocks, the young guys, they've really gone to the gym and they have muscles, they flex and they flick. These right. old women do like that. And, you know, they take advantage. They become like tour guides. They would visit the remote areas of Mombasa.
Monica will tell us about
the
that.
Old ancient towns. You know, those are maybe through that.
Mm.
And because they are moneyed, they are considered, they are rich enough. And the young men, sometimes it's hard. They are jobless and they're really struggling to make ends meet. So the young men take it as an advantage. As Monica said, the same as it happens to women who intentionally date older men so that they can get some frequency and there. It also happens here, mostly with tourists who come down. So the beach boys would intentionally date them. And by the end of the day, most of them that are the stories, some of them that I know, they really their lives have really changed. They now own properties, they have vehicles, they have nice houses. They've been taken over to overseas and even come back. Their families are also changed. And some of them, the relationship has been legalized, and some of them are not even in the country currently. They're now married, and it's becoming like a normal issue. Though when it is spoken in meetings, everyone finds it, and such a young man will be ridiculed. Sometimes if you told to have an old woman, you know, the phrase, the Swahili phrase, you have a kinyanya, that is, you have a grandmother. Who you're dating, what do you see in such a woman? Yet there are so many beautiful ladies around. And this young man will be ridiculed all the time, or even with family members, relatives, cousins.
They can disown you too.
When it comes to the money side, you know, when it comes to the money side, they are sorted. Their problems are taken care of. Now, it's a little bit, you find it hard.
I know, Liberty, very good point. They say they ridicule you, but also they want your money because you've got all this money from the person, right?
Yeah.
And someone's life has been changed anyway. Someone, is this fair to ridicule people when they decide to do this?
I mean,
tell me about it, man.
I don't think it's fair to ridicule anyone who decide to make a decision as to who he or she would want to love, right? First of all, that's the person's private decision, and he has every right to make that decision.
Right.
And from all the discussions, you realize that the ultimate decision, it's based on sustainability. Everyone want to be sustained. Everyone want to survive, like, you know, because the reason why a younger lady is dating an older man is because he wants a man who is well established, who can take care of her, who has a good job, who has a good place.
What kind of love will you get from an older a woman who's the same age as your mom?
I mean, I've seen some older women that I would like, actually. Age is just, like, for me, like a number, right? Because some people really take very good care of themselves to the extent that when you see them, you cannot even tell the exact age that he, like, you know, the exact ages, right?
Well, thank you so much, guys. And that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored dating outside the box. A big thank you to my guests who participated on this show over the phone. And of course, in studio, I want to thank you so much, the one and only producer in the Africa division, Solomon Abu. Thank you so much for being here today. And of course, a big thank you all the way from Mombasa, Kenya, Liberty Adede, VOA Swahili reporter. Thank you, Liberty, for your time.
You're welcome, sir.
And for the first time, and I hope you come again, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, thank you so much, Monica, for being part of this show.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Thank you. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message.
That's 202-205-9942. The US country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be secrets. Do you keep secrets between partners or spouses? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.